At 73, Jack DiBenedetto had a serious operation that made traveling difficult. It was hard to get to his regular poetry group in Hyannis. So, 2 years ago, Jack started his own group in Falmouth. And their motto? No criticism.
We call ourselves the Quahog Poets, but by a definition from the Senior Center, the name of the group officially is Having Fun Writing Poetry. So that's what we do.
I think that I will never see a sight as ugly as debris.
Spring has sprung, summer near. Let's celebrate. Let's have a beer.
The distance brings a tan-colored fog. It seems to move closer.
The group meets twice a month. Dwindle. Members take turns reading their poems out loud.
Norm, you're on.
Do I have to go up there? No.
Some scribble down ideas at the last minute, but most bring typed-up copies to pass around.
I'll go up there if you want.
The poets share their personal reflections as freely as reading glasses.
I have one today about the marathon. Things that really just have to be said.
That's Susan Elizabeth Clark.
I use the Elizabeth because there are too many Susan Clarks around.
Susan says that Jack's group has opened a whole new world to her.
I find that I can express feelings that I never knew were there. Marathon. Death stood behind me. I knew him not. I could not imagine the pain he'd wrought with cunning and hate in pots of steel. He placed there beside me that I should feel his hate, his pain.
Maybe it's part of our generation. We've been told, sit down and be quiet all of our lives. And for once in our life, we can express ourselves. May not be the greatest literary form, but it's our expression of us.
Today's meeting is special. The Quahog Poets invited Falmouth Poet Laureate Adelaide Cummings to join them.
I stare at my age-spotted hands that meet the tasks my life demands.
Adelaide is 99 years old. She was elected to her post in 2012 for her 98th birthday.
Well, I don't know what it means. We have a poet laureate for the country, so I'm just the local one.
Since then, she's written poetry for bar mitzvahs, graduations, and weddings. At the Quahogs meeting, Adelaide takes her role seriously, almost too seriously. She has a hard time sticking to their no criticism motto.
No, it's not a criticism, it's just a comment. See, I would remove A, the distance brings tan-colored fog.
Okay.
Adelaide calls herself an old-fashioned rhyming poet. At home in West Falmouth, she writes a poem almost every single day.
Do you know how many poems you've published?
No idea. Hundreds.
Would you read some of them to me in a little while?
Well, I might read one.
I was able to wheedle this one out of her.
Lament. I'm in possession of all of my senses. My flowers are a source of delight. I've mended all of my fences, and my friendships are burnished and bright. I'm responsive to love and to laughter and sleep like a child every night. So although I have faith in hereafter, why can't I halt time in its flight?
Adelaide's been writing for decades, but many of the Quahog poets had never written poetry before. For someone like Rosalind Gershfield, finding this group was serendipitous.
I never really wanted to be a poet. I wanted to find another class that was on the same day so I'd only have to make, you know, one trip. And it was a lot of fun. And now it's just sometimes I see something and it's something. I can't paint it, but phrases come to me.
So the library has these things that you might be interested in. What topic should we, prompt should we have for next time?
After about an hour of sharing, Jack wraps up the meeting and plans for the next.
Should we do something like the limericks again now that Alice mentioned it? No. How about an ode? Oh, the tourists are coming. How about something about...
I love that.
Okay, why don't we do that?
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Allison Byrne with the Quahog Poets in Falmouth.
Bye, Adelaide.
Next time I'm back, I'll be 100.
When is your birthday?